Welcome, everybody, to That Tracks Podcast, the podcast where we track the history of AI background images in Zoom meetings. Today's podcast, the Zoom Coffee Shop. As you guys can see, we are doing this podcast via Zoom. We had, was it last week that you went up? Well, we have one where we were together.
Yeah.
And this one, we're in different households.
Correct. We are in our respective households.
I know that's confusing, but it was a little bit difficult this week with Easter coming up. You guys will be seeing this after Easter, but for us, it is before Easter. So yeah. We got a lot going on. So we are in separate households.
It does feel like we're together, though. Like, if I feel like if I turn my head this way, I'm looking at you.
Look at you over there.
But you're really, enjoying you're not
there. You enjoying your cafe latte?
I do have coffee with me today. I normally don't have a drink.
You can't even see what my cup is.
I have a turban.
Whoa, yeah. Look at you.
Look at me. Look at me go.
That was fun. Like, it disappeared.
Oh, it's so cool. For people that are listening to this, they're like, what is happening right now? You guys might just have to go watch this on YouTube.
Right? It'll be more fun on YouTube.
So we have, we've talked about it before. We lived two very busy lives, and sometimes it just be like this. But we did it. We're together. Yeah, we're together, and we're gonna get through this episode together for sure. But
we're gonna try to. I am noticing there's a bit of a delay between what you're hearing and what I'm saying. So, like, if I start talking and I'm interrupting you, there's a little bit of a delay in your reaction, which is okay. Just pointing it out to everybody out there.
It comes with it for sure. Right. This is not going to be like obviously the normal way that we do this, but it's just how we roll with it sometimes. The most important thing for us is to be able to get you guys an episode, and that's what we're doing. I feel like I just was with you because there wasn't as much of a turnover in terms of days being apart between these recordings because we recorded together very last minute for this past week's episode because you were cruising. So right. We recorded together Sunday, and then the episode dropped on Monday. Normally, we have like at least a week before we see each other again. So it doesn't feel like a whole lot in my life happened since Sunday. I don't know if you feel the same or not, but...
Yeah, no, I feel like we just saw each other.
Yeah.
But a lot of stuff did happen.
Well, yes.
So I did say that I changed... I didn't tell the podcast this, but I changed my intro right before we started recording. I had one planned, and then I changed it to talk about the fact that we're on a silly Zoom background because I was going to talk about Welcome to That Tracks, the podcast where we track the ridiculous resale prices of D23 tickets.
Which is a real thing that is really happening.
The one that I saw was for the floor seats, the most expensive. Remember how last week we talked about how there were $2,500, $2,600?
Yeah.
Or the floor seats, section 100.
Yeah.
On StubHub right now, one of those tickets is selling for $7,000.
Wild. Also, I wanted to say, too, I noticed last week we talked about the rows on the floor. I think there's definitely more than 12 rows based on the sections that I'm seeing. I think those were section numbers, not row numbers.
Right, which is interesting because how?
Yeah, I don't know. So we can just jump right into that. We'll have to get into like Hi Dad Soup and stuff as well and just like an update on each other's lives. But again, there's not a whole lot personally that happened for me since I've seen you last and talked to all of you guys last. So D23 was a big thing that happened this week. Tickets went on sale. We talked about it last week. They went on sale on Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern time.
And we're going to put that in quotes because they didn't actually go on sale at that time.
Disney, it was a little bit of a disaster.
Yeah, Disney has a track record. messing up on ticket sale days for big events like this.
And I just don't get it. Like, I want them to do well with these things. Like, I want them to be a front runner when it comes to ticket sales because it's like, you're one of the biggest companies in the world. Like, we should be able to do this. We should be able to have a seamless process. I don't know that this was technically, obviously everything boils down to it being a system error. And this was never confirmed and it never will be confirmed. But the idea is that the wrong first sale date was inputted because, and this happened to me, once you finally got through the queue, when you went to go select the type of pass that you were looking to buy, everything was saying that the tickets would go on sale August 7th. And
which is the event of the date, the date of the event.
Yeah, it's technically the day before, 2 days before the event started. So that would not have made sense whatsoever, obviously. And so by the time that all of these people got through the queue, they were stuck on this screen trying to select a ticket, not being able to select a ticket, and their countdowns. So you had a certain amount of time to purchase your tickets once you got through the queue. Their countdowns were expiring, and then they were getting sent back into the queue. I saw people say that happened to them in rare occasion. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Awful. Some people were able to get to that main screen and stay on that main screen and then just refresh, and it was resetting their timer so that they weren't timing out. But I do think that there were some people, and maybe they accidentally clicked the wrong button as opposed to refresh, and it just sent them back. But it was interesting. So I was ready to go. I had a lot of devices set up, ready to go. And it was basically luck of the draw, because once you got into the queue, it auto put everybody into a spot at 3:00 Eastern time. And at that point, I think it was probably like 10 minutes later when they auto assigned everybody numbers, showing what number you were in the queue, which was a little confusing at first, because a lot of people thought that those numbers would have gone down, almost like that was your spot in line, and as you got closer to entering the queue, your number was going to go down. It seemed like that was their way of like marking where everybody was. And I actually think that also happened because Disney knew that the tickets were not being sold, and they wanted to be able to mark where everybody was in line for information for later, if that makes any sense at all. Yeah.
Okay. So, but yeah, it was confusing because, like, I was talking to you, I was talking to our other friend, and I was 5,900 in line. You were 900 in line. Our other friend was 15,000 in line, but we all got on at the same time.
Yeah. I had one device that was 35,000 in line. And then I knew people that were in like 40 something thousand in line. So I had two devices, that one was 917 and the other was 1500. And that 917 felt like the golden ticket going to Willy Wonka, because it was just like the fact that there were only three digits felt super, super special for sure.
Until you got in there.
Yeah. So my goal was to purchase. So Tim and I, unfortunately, are not sitting together at D23. We're sitting in different sections. I know. I'm traveling to D23 with my sister and brother-in-law, and they wanted to purchase tickets. They wanted to go the cheapest option. They wanted to go for tickets up in like the 400s. And then I have other friends that I used to do a podcast with them. It's the Happiest Podcast on Earth. They reached out to me and they were like, hey, we want to go. Is there any way that you can help us get tickets? And I am 1,000% the person that wants to help everybody. And so I was like, yeah, absolutely, sure, no problem. And so I was like, how many do you need? And so they were like, just five. And just so
the majority of the amount of tickets you need to buy, or you're allowed to buy.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, between me, my sister, brother-in-law, and then the five other tickets, I was like, okay, I'm officially maxed out at this point. So I had to buy eight. And that was the max number of tickets that you could buy. And so I decided that, as opposed to getting into the section that Tim was going to be going for, I would just stick with the 400 sections. And I'm so glad that, honestly, I made that decision in the end. Because once you finally got into the system, and then once tickets actually went on sale, I don't know if this was the same for you or not. We never actually even talked about this before, but as opposed to selecting the quantity of tickets that you needed and selecting best available, I had to go in and use seat selection, because when I tried doing best available, it created a drop down of all the different like price points, and everything said sold out for me. I couldn't select any of them.
I didn't even try. I was just like poking around. I was like, let me see what I can find, because I only needed two tickets.
Right. So you went straight for seats. Yeah, I needed eight. And so then I get into seat selection, and it takes you, you know, to a screen, just like you were buying tickets to a concert or to a sporting event. And you go to whatever section you're trying to get tickets in, and you have to select each seat. Well, the way the system worked was, I would select like three seats, And then it would start loading to reserve those seats,
Right.
as opposed to letting me select all eight that I needed. And then I would have to sit there and wait for those three seats to load, and it would lock those three seats in. But then by the time that I would go try to select another five next to those three, someone would have already selected the seats next to them. And I was like, what the heck? And I was trying to get all eight in a row. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. So then I would have to deselect the three seats that I had and wait for those to clear from my cart before I could go back in and try to select other seats. It
This
was
is stressful.
incredibly stressful. If there are Swifties listening to this, it felt like trying to get tickets to the Eras Tour all over again, but actually even worse. And so it was a nightmare. And I really, really was trying to get all eight seats together. Eventually, it felt like everybody was selecting from the section that I was trying to get from, and I just abandoned ship and went to a completely different section. And that was a lot easier. But I had to clear my cart probably three or four times, and then I would have to like exit the screen and then go back into seat selection. It was a nightmare. I was in that system for probably 10 minutes trying to get those eight tickets.
Dang, yeah, I was in and out. I went to the, there were two sections that I was trying to buy from, and I went to one side and there weren't any seats together, so I went to the other side and I found two in like row L, and I was like, all right, let's go.
Time to go.
What do I
Yeah,
need?
I wish I it would have been easier just trying to get two or three for sure, but eight definitely made it complicated. And I didn't technically have to get all eight together. Like I could have done four and four somewhere or something like that. But I was determined to, I love togetherness. And so I was trying to
Well, I'm
make
going to
that
make you
happen.
feel better about this whole situation by hyping you up.
Okay.
Okay? You got tickets to the Legends panel, right?
Yeah.
At that Legends panel, it's going to run from 5 o'clock until 10 o'clock at night.
Oh my
There's going to be a
goodness.
John Williams concert and a Miley Cyrus concert contained within that panel.
Do you know that for sure?
Yes.
How do you know this?
Somebody went to a media event and they posted about it.
Oh my gosh, that's exciting. I didn't know Miley was performing.
Yeah.
What is she going to sing?
What something
Is she
what is
going
she in?
to sing Hannah Montana songs?
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh my gosh. You just made it all worth it for me. If Miley Cyrus sings Hannah Montana the way that I will. Okay, here's a story.
Uh-oh.
High school Nick. Hannah Montana goes on tour with the Jonas Brothers. Okay. Hannah Montana slash Miley Cyrus, obviously. My sister, 4 years younger
By
than
the
me.
way, not the same person.
Right.
Anna
Best.
Montana, Miley Cyrus, two different people.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Hannah goes on tour with the Joe Bros, and yeah, the Joe
J
Bros.
Bros, by the way.
She goes on tour with them, and this was like when I was in high school. So I think we probably had dial-up internet at the time, and things were not as accessible. You didn't have the internet as much on your phone. I didn't have a smartphone. So tickets went on sale online. And I went to go try to get tickets for my younger sister, who was obsessed with Hannah Montana and the Jonas Brothers. And I went to go buy the tickets, and I realized that I didn't have enough money in my bank account.
Uh-oh.
This was high school, Nick. And so I was like, oh no, I got to take cash and deposit it at the bank. So I had to drive to the bank, put the money in the bank, get back. And naturally, at that point, everything
Everything
was
was
sold
sold
out.
out.
Yeah. So my sister was
Nick.
super devastated, but what a redemptive moment. If Hannah Montana is performing at the
I
Legends
mean,
panel,
no guarantees as to what she's going to perform, but I
I just,
did
what else would
hear
she
that Miley
sing?
was Wrecking Ball. I don't know. LAX, what is that? The hot Party in the
Party in the
USA.
USA.
What else
I
does that
feel
mean?
like she,
Because,
wouldn't she be singing Disney properties though?
yeah, I think she has to. She's being, why is she being inducted?
Right.
Why is she a Disney legend? Because
Not
she's
because of
Hannah
her own,
Montana.
right, not because of her own personal like achievements. I mean, she's amazing. She's achieved so much. She just won a Grammy. She's awesome. But she's not like, that's not why they're acknowledging her. She was in Bolt.
Right? Oh, she was in Bolt. I thought you said she wasn't Bolt. And I was like, wait, no, that was John Travolta or something, wasn't it?
No, she was in Bolt as the, like, she was Bolt's like human.
Yeah, Penny.
Yeah, but she, and she sings a song in that, I think, but that's one song.
Yeah, maybe she'll sing it.
I'm
Who
telling you
knows?
right now, I'm gonna be so stoked if she comes out with a blonde wig. Are you kidding
Ooh.
me?
I mean, but she doesn't, she's not the only one, right? John Williams. What's he going to do?
That's also very exciting. For
Star Wars?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Right?
Wow.
Indiana Jones, right? He did Indiana Jones.
Well, Harrison Ford's getting an award as well, so maybe he will do Indiana Jones. Maybe Harrison Ford will be running around on stage.
I think Harrison Ford's going to get up there and go,
thanks.
And leave. And then yell at a Wookiee or something.
I know someone that's going to D23, and they have a personal connection to Harrison Ford. It's not like a personal one-to-one basis. It's like this person's spouse's grandfather is best friends with Harrison Ford. And so you should reach out, obviously.
No.
Why?
Well, what's he going to do? Harrison Ford's at D23. He's backstage.
I would be like, married to your best friend's granddaughter.
Right. And he'll be like, oh.
That's exactly what my friend said. When I told my friend that they should do that, they said,
what's the outcome of that?
I don't know.
I have these dreams too. I want you to know that. Okay. I have these dreams where I meet a celebrity and I'm like, hey, cool, I met a celebrity. But then it stops there where I'm like, they're not going to be excited to see me.
Oh, I automatically assume that I'm going to become best friends with them.
Did that happen with Kingpin? Who's that guy that you met last D23?
Oh, no, he was not very nice to me.
What happens?
Well, that's okay. I mean, one day it'll happen, though, and I'll be best friends with them. When I was a kid, you know who Taylor Lautner is, right?
Yeah, you were best friends with Taylor Lautner.
No, but we did hang out together at a resort at Disney when we were in a karate tournament.
See? Best friends.
I should have gone to
him. You should reach out to him. You can be like, you and me, we
were besties. We had a time at Coronado Springs.
You have a picture of this?
No.
You and Taylor Lautner? If you had a picture, I bet you could post it online.
Yeah,
and say
back to him.
Here's a friend that I had that I'm looking to meet. You remember how they did? There was
does anybody know where this person is?
Yeah. I'd like to reconnect. We had the greatest time at karate camp together at Coronado Springs.
Does this face look familiar to you? It's like Shark Boy.
Right? He was Shark Boy?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Did you ever watch Shark Boy and Lava Girl?
No.
I feel like Jackson would be into that. You should show him it.
Okay.
Yeah, Luke really liked it. Luke liked it at that age. In fact, one year for Halloween, he wanted to be Shark Boy. But Luke's always really loved sharks, too. So.
Oh, is that the Megalodon connection? Look at this.
Yeah. Oh. Just disappearing. For those who are not watching, every time Tim takes a drink of water, his cup disappears with this filter that we have going on.
Which is silly because we're at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And it should be. By the way, what is this thing right here? Is that a camera up there made out of glass?
It looks like a jar that's on its side, and I don't understand.
Oh, it looks like the camera. Never mind. We're not talking about this. but also, I also wanted to get you, this is going to get me hyped. So my friend was listening to this podcast where they go through. I'll say the name of this podcast. It was Disney Coast to Coast. I don't know how they went to some media event. Oh. They went to some media event. They said that Lucasfilm, Marvel, and animation and TV shows will be one massive presentation for 3+ hours.
Get all this information?
I don't know. Legends runs from 5 to 10 with John Williams and Miley Cyrus concerts happening. And then they also said that there's going to be 25 to 30 cars from Disney history on display at the convention center, including one of the Mustangs from Magic Skyway at the World's Fair.
Okay. I saw coverage from this media event. I didn't hear the rest of that stuff, but I did see the cars. Different people were invited to this. Different media personnel were invited to this media event.
I'm excited to see these cars.
It was put on by D23, and they had some of the cars there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'd like to see pictures.
Sharpay Evans' car was there.
Oh, yeah, that was there last year, though, or last what? D23. Her car was there. It was like a little Mazda Miata.
I don't remember that. It was pink?
Yeah, it was parked. Remember, the plane was there. Walt's plane was there.
Yeah.
And, you had to walk to a separate room to get to Walt's plane. You walked past her car to get there.
Oh, I never went to the plane.
It was, over there by the Sox, Rockin' Sox.
Yeah, I never went to the plane, though. I always stuck, around that area. I think Amazon booth was over there, and it distracted me every time because they had such good giveaways.
Were you not excited about Walt's plane?
I was overwhelmed. It was my first D23. I had no idea what was going on. I felt like, and it, we can speak to that for those who did get tickets and plan on going, pace yourself. If this is your first time going, it is overwhelming. Like when you walk into that expo floor, there is so much happening and you don't know where to begin. Just like take a deep breath and take it all in. It's a lot. Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Start the first thing you see, walk up to it and look at
it. Go to it and then check it off your mental list. And then you could just like go to the next thing.
Then pick a different entrance next time.
A couple notes that I was thinking about, though, for those who are going and this is your first time going. Make sure if you're traveling from out of town, make sure that you're packing extra space in your luggage because you will walk away with so many giveaways, so many extra things.
Right.
Probably not things that you need, but things that you'll want to keep and you'll be sad if they don't fit into your luggage. So it might be worth it to even bring an extra suitcase. And you'll be buying a lot.
But
for me, yes.
Oh, okay. I walked away with a shopping bag and a poster.
Especially too, if you go and you buy things, because what happens at D23 is that if you're into merchandise like I am, they'll release lines at D23 that you cannot get until later in the year. Now, you will potentially be able to get them later in the year, but if you don't live close to the theme parks like we do, that may be your chance to get that item if you're very passionate about it. So
right. And they also have stuff from Mickey's of Glendale. Mickey's of Glendale is at Imagineering Flower Street, and they have a specific line that only Imagineers are supposed to be able to buy, but like once a year, you can go in and buy that stuff.
Right. Right.
Usually a Mickey and a sorcerer hat. Is that their like logo?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's super exciting. And that is stuff that you can't get unless you're at a D23 event. So
by the way, sidebar, Joe Rohde's coming back to Imagineering.
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about that.
For teach to teach, I guess.
Oh, is it? I didn't know why. Is it just for teaching?
I don't. That's. I saw a blurb about it, and I said, "That's strange."
Well, another thing we didn't talk about last week, and I don't have this information in front of me, so I don't have the specifics on it. But did you see that they have like a permit filed for trailers to be parked at Animal Kingdom outside of Asia?
No.
Yeah, they filed a permit so that trailers can start to be parked, which means like construction is coming, obviously.
All right, that would be like the construction hub where they would do like the big boss guy would sit in the air conditioning while everybody else sat in the heat.
Exactly. But there's a lot of speculation as to like, we know something's coming for Dinoland, obviously. Like things.
Well, we know something's coming for Tree of Life too.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Would that be, if it's outside of Asia, would it be Tree of Life? Because they can't park trailers anywhere closer to the Tree of Life, I'd imagine.
Closest place to Tree of Life would be behind Pandora.
Rethink? As opposed to Asia?
Yeah, because it's pretty close. Like, if you go, and this is, we went on a VIP tour once, so we, not to like name drop or whatever you call that, but we went on a VIP tour once, and she's like, to get to the front of the park, our tour guide just like guided us because we were leaving and they were continuing the tour, but we were leaving from Pandora. And she's like, instead of walking all the way to the front of the park, just walk behind the bathrooms in Pandora. And like we took two steps behind the bathrooms in Pandora and we were at Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, okay.
So like
that makes sense.
It's kind of centrally located, but there's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
Like
it's not easy. It's not easy to get to the Tree of Life regardless of where you're coming from backstage, I feel like. So that'll be interesting, but yeah, we know that that's happening. We know that the theater will be changing from a Bug's Life to Zootopia. I'm fascinated by what that means. But anyways, I say that to say, seeing that Joe Rohde's headed back to Imagineering to whatever capacity it is, I would imagine that regardless of what his role is, I mean, Animal Kingdom is his baby. So he's going to have things to say about what happens at Animal Kingdom, I feel like, for sure.
Right.
Whether he's being paid to say those things or not, he's still going to voice his opinions, I would imagine.
So right.
He also is getting an award at that at the Legend ceremony. So
yeah,
it's exciting. But anyway, so yeah, tickets, we got them. We're ready to go. We're excited.
Did it.
Oh, another thing.
Didn't, though.
Yeah. Sad. You know people? That's sad, though. I do know people as well. People were texting me that they were in the queue yesterday. And yesterday it being Wednesday, and
which was open to all Visa card holders,
which is so fascinating. Why they didn't specify Chase Visa holders, like Disney Visa holders. I can't believe it was anybody who has a Visa, but it's because the event is put on by Visa.
It's sponsored by Visa. Yeah.
But I feel like most people have Visa cards.
Yeah, I think that's why tickets went fast.
Yeah, which is sad because today it opens, and this is today's Thursday, it opens for anyone who's a D23 member. You don't have to be just gold. But at this point, there's like barely any tickets left.
Right.
It's mostly just preferred like floor tickets. By the time that this episode drops, all of the tickets are going to be gone, I would imagine.
Yeah, so. I think so.
Bummer, for sure. We're sorry if you didn't get tickets and you were really hoping to go. That I cannot imagine being in that scenario. I'd be devastated. So I feel your pain there. I can empathize with you for sure. But we are thankful and feel blessed to have our tickets and be able to go. And obviously, we'll be taking you guys along with us on that. I'm really excited about D23. Tim and I were already talking about it. And we want to try to, we're not going to make any specific promises, but we're going to try our best to be putting out episodes while D23 is happening. Like, we, not obviously while the panels are taking place or anything, but we're thinking maybe like the next day we'll get to meet up and kind of just like recap everything that was discussed and talked about. And also, don't resell your tickets on eBay. Or right. Not eBay, but StubHub.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have an extra ticket, I'm sure you can find somebody that would be willing to pay you for that ticket, like at face value, and just
right.
make somebody's day. I do think that like the tickets have to be up to a certain point, the tickets will be transferable. I'm not going to speak to that specifically because I don't know the policy on it, but I know that at some point they'll mail you, this is how it worked 2 years ago, they'll mail you your badges and you'll link those badges to a person. Correct. Right.
Yeah, because when I bought, and I'm sure you noticed this too, I only had to fill out my name. I didn't have to fill out anybody else's name.
Same. And I bought for 8 people. So I put my name on it and they're sending all of those badges to myself. And then I will distribute them appropriately. So,
which, by the way, they made us charge for shipping. And they charged us for shipping.
I know. Did you add anything? There was like merch and stuff. Oh, no. I did.
Oh, jeez. I didn't need any of that stuff.
I liked the hat. The hat looks really cool. It has like Mickey on it. It's white. It's a pretty cool hat. It got me.
I own one hat. Baseball hat. I just started wearing it. It's my cruising hat.
Wow.
My news for the week is I have a cruising hat. I will only wear it on cruises. It's pretty great. It looks like a captain's hat. Not like a sailor's hat. Like a yachting hat. Like a captain's blue, dark blue, navy blue with those little like filigree, the gold.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. That's cool.
That's very nice.
Also, another thing that did happen this week is I called you one day and you were running.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Proud of you. Well, thank you. I'm trying to get into it because I have a run coming up in September. So,
yeah.
I have lots of runs coming up in September. So, I have to be ready to run.
Yeah.
And right now, because I haven't been running for 2 weeks and I just got off a cruise. So, I was just like eating ice cream and everything all day long.
Living your best life.
Ice cream and pizza, ice cream and pizza, ice cream and pizza. I am having a hard time doing it, but I am sticking to the 3 miles. So I'm still doing it, still making it 3 miles. Here, I'll tell you what my times were. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds
great.
That
way you can see how I'm doing. So for today...
A podcast where we track Tim's running progress.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's thinking. Here we go. Okay. I ran 3 miles and then walked 2.29. So my average pace was 12 minutes. Not terrible, but my first mile was 10 minutes, second mile was 11:14, and the last one was 11:21 because I ran the first mile, then I had to start doing some walking in there. So
nice, cool.
Yeah,
well, before we get into news, first, yesterday was Easter. If you're listening to this on the drop date, yesterday would have been Easter.
Man, we had so much fun on Easter, we ate so much food, we did.
They already know that we're recording on Thursday, so Easter technically hasn't happened for us yet. But do you have any, like, Easter traditions?
Yeah, we put the jelly beans out, plant the eggs, put the jelly beans out.
Yeah.
Then the eggs grow somehow.
Into lollipops, right?
What?
Oh, no, eggs.
Into eggs. What do you
do? Well, I don't do this, but I have seen it. We've done it one time where you put a jelly bean in, and then the jelly bean grows into a lollipop.
Oh, so when the mommy jelly bean and the daddy jelly bean love each other very much, then they make eggs.
Oh, dear.
Somehow, plastic eggs, which was, you know, That's what we're going to do again this year, is we plant the jelly beans the night before, and then the next day, eggs are there.
Does the bunny bring a basket?
What? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I was like, the bunny.
The Easter bunny.
You know what? I need to ask Jen this, because I don't remember if we, like, because when I was younger, it was like the basket wasn't there, and then it, like, showed up.
Yeah.
I think the bunny, just, like, goes
the bunny
out.
Brings a basket to our house, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like that's what happens for us, too.
Okay.
Not 100% sure, though.
Might need to confirm with the bunny on that situation. But we, some of our traditions, since you asked, some of our traditions are...
I did ask.
Did you?
Yeah, I said, what do you do?
Oh, I didn't hear that. one thing that we make, that we've started making every year, it's delicious. You get white chocolate chips, dark chocolate chips, and milk chocolate chips. You put them in a skillet, but what, a cast iron skillet.
Okay.
And then you take Peeps, which I'm not a huge Peeps guy, like on their own, but if you put the Peeps on top of the chocolate chips, and then you bake it for a certain period of time, and then pull it out, and you get graham crackers, and then you just dip the graham crackers into the chocolate dip. And the Peeps at that point are just melted marshmallows.
Yeah, with sugar.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to call my mom out here, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
She loves Peeps, right? But she doesn't like fresh Peeps. She likes stale Peeps. So, like, you buy them, and they're super squishy, right?
That's unacceptable.
She likes, like, firm Peeps. I mean, I have to admit, they taste better. They're more pleasing to eat. They don't get out. It's not all sticky. It's easy to eat them.
Maybe that's a family thing. That's interesting.
Maybe.
Oh, you don't like it because it makes your fingers gross.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't really like Peeps in general.
Yeah.
Because there's, I don't know.
You should try the dip.
Chocolate guy.
Try the dip. It's pretty tasty. It's basically.
Try the dip. Come over and try the dip.
Is that from something? I don't know that reference.
No. It just sounds like you're like, please enjoy some dip.
It is tasty, and it's basically a s'mores dip. But, and then the other thing that I do every single year, and Francie absolutely hates it, but she suffers through it for me. When I was growing up, every year, I think it was on ABC, they would show.
Oh, I thought you were telling me a date that was
ABC. No, on Easter Sunday, every year on ABC, they would show, I think it was ABC, they would show Cecil B. DeMille's and the Ten Commandments.
Okay.
Like the old school, I think, like, yeah, the scene in Great Movie Ride.
Yes.
From this movie. Every year they would show that. I think they've since stopped showing it on Easter, but...
that one with Charlton Heston?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Old school. I think it won, like, the Academy Award for Best Picture the year it was released or something. But I watch that every year. It's very long. It's like...
Why do you watch this?
I just like it. I don't know what it is.
You like it? Moses is out there parting the Red Sea.
Yeah.
And doing your thing.
I don't know. I really do. I enjoy it. I feel like...
God has given us these 15... drops one. 10 commandments.
Stop it. It's my dad's favorite movie, like, of all time. So I don't know. It just makes me feel like a kid again, watching it with my dad on Easter Sunday. And I love it. It's fun.
Okay.
Francie hates it.
I'm with Francie on this one. Sorry.
She's like, please get this off my television.
we're watching something else on Easter.
It's so good.
What's your go-to food? Is it ham? You make ham?
I don't mind ham, but I like deviled eggs.
Okay.
You dye the eggs, and then after you've dyed them, and they look cool for a couple, like a day, like you dye them the day before Easter, and then the next day, those eggs are used to make deviled eggs.
How do you boil your eggs?
Like in a pot of boiling water.
But I mean, like, do you get the water boiling first and then put them in, or do you put them in the water and then boil them?
Usually I will boil the water first and then put the eggs in.
Okay, with some vinegar.
With some vinegar inside of the water.
Okay. What does that do? Does it make it easier to peel?
That's what I've been told.
I have the worst time peeling hard boiled eggs.
And then as soon as they're done, you get a bucket, or not a bucket, but a bowl full of ice water, and immediately take them from the boiling water into the ice water. What?
You stop the boiling process.
I thought you were telling me to stop it.
Stop that. Don't do that anymore. It's bad for your eggs.
So, do you guys dye eggs?
Well, we do, but this year we got one of those spin guys.
Oh, we did that last year. Great time. It like draws.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's
like, we got it from the grocery store yesterday, and he was like, last night was like, let's do it right now. I was like, we haven't even hard boiled these eggs yet. And he's like, I don't care. And I was like, well, no, we have to hard boil the eggs first.
No, that is fun, and it makes some really cool designs. But that's exciting. Yeah, we are, well, obviously this has happened at this point that this is being released, but this weekend we're going up to Francie's parents' house. They live up in the panhandle of Florida. So we'll be up on the beach. It'll be nice. The weather's supposed to be nice, and looking forward to being able to relax. But you better believe, come Easter Sunday evening, the whole family is going to be watching the Ten Commandments.
Oh, geez, not relaxing at all. Like...
Francie usually will just like get a book and read. So
does she? I would leave. I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna go for a walk.
At
I don't need to see. Yeah, I don't. I'm fine doing a walk at night through Panama City. Is that what you said?
No,
it's like, at night through Panama City.
It's close to Panama City, but yeah. So it's exciting. I'm excited. It'll be fun. I love Easter. Easter is one of my favorite holidays. So
we're gonna go to a restaurant. We're gonna have somebody else do the cooking.
Nice. That's nice. Yeah. Don't have to worry about it. We didn't grow up with like a ton of like traditional foods on Easter. I know people do like an Easter ham.
Yeah, we always do a ham.
Deviled eggs are something that we always did have for sure. But
yeah,
I feel like it was usually light, like potato salad sometimes was involved, I think.
Springy stuff.
Yeah. Not as heavy. Yeah.
I could see that.
So anyway, I'm excited.
And we're doing an egg hunt at at the restaurant. It's at a hotel. So.
Oh, that's fun. That's nice.
Yeah.
Cool. We will have an egg hunt. You know, another thing that we've done in the past, and we've done in a few years, is had friends over, and we turn off all the lights in the house.
Watch the Ten Commandments.
Spooky. And then we take the eggs and put glow sticks in them.
What?
And then we put
plastic eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the hard-boiled eggs. I was like, how did you do this?
Also, did you ever, when you were a kid, have an egg hunt and someone hid hard-boiled eggs?
No.
I did, and it was disgusting.
Why? Why did they do that?
I don't know. I was so excited to find this egg, and I picked it up, and it squished.
Ugh. Oh, my gosh. When did they hide them? The day before?
I don't know how long that egg was sitting out in the side of this.
Egg had been
Florida
out for 3 years.
It probably wasn't even hard boiled to begin with. It probably
was
hard boiled.
Oh, it's hard boiled in the sun. That is a fermented egg. That is a delicacy.
Sick.
Wow. Yeah. No, that sounds really gross.
It was disgusting. But anyways, what was I saying?
You're talking about traditional Easter foods.
Oh no! At night, you put glow stick in a plastic egg, and then it's actually really fun. It looks kind of like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train when you go into the mine scene. Mm-hmm.
Easter rave.
Yeah.
we
it's lit.
We blast the house music.
We go crazy, and then we sit and watch the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That sounds like fun. It doesn't. The glow sticks part sounds fun, but the Ten Commandments killing me with that one.
We'll watch it together one day.
No, we won't.
Maybe during D23.
No, that's not happening. We're going to be doing other stuff. I will not watch the Ten Commandments with you.
I'm
it's like
over.
3.5 hours or something.
Yeah, it's like a movie night.
No. We'll watch.
If I go to Halloween Horror Nights, then you have to watch the Ten Commandments.
That's fine. I'll do that.
Oh, wow.
That was easy, wasn't it? if you watch...
I regret that.
It's Somer. Then I'll watch Ten Commandments.
Well, do you have a hideout soup moment from the week?
I have two.
Oh my gosh, you can't prepare.
Just forgot one of them.
Oh.
The first one is that I'll give you a softball first.
Okay.
Jackson, we were in the car today and I turned on my Yacht Rock playlist and he really enjoyed the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, that's fun. Look at him. Little child prodigy.
Right? I loved him. second one, right before we recorded this podcast, Oliver took his first steps.
What? That's so exciting. Oh, my gosh. And I'm not there. Now I feel even more terrible that I'm not there.
Oh, he could have been here. He could have seen him walking. Well, I mean,
wow.
Okay, so he's taken, like, three steps. But this time he was like walking across the entire room.
Oh my gosh. Look at him go. What a little buddy. So proud of him. Good job, Oliver.
Which was funny because, so I don't know if you've seen this like viral thing online where they're like, give your kid balls and then they'll walk. They were like, what Oliver would do is like, I want to mime this. Here's the wall. He would like hold on to the wall and like walk. But he's like, not really. Only he's like, had his hand on the wall. So I guess if you give them something to hold on to, they feel like they have something. And then they walk like they're holding onto a wall. And then that gave him the confidence to just like try on his own.
To go for it.
Yeah. That's so cool. He did it.
Cool. That's awesome. Proud of him.
Yeah.
Proud of you guys.
Well, thanks. I feel like it was just we'd been trying and trying and trying. And I feel like I was like, all right, he's going to do it when he does it. And then he just did it. So
that's awesome. That's
really Jackson cool. is going to lose his mind when he gets home from school.
Yeah. He's going to be like, he's mobile.
he's so funny because he'll like, Oliver can stand on his own. He'll stand up and he'll just stand there, like without holding on to anything. And Jackson's like, did you see Oliver? He was standing without holding on to anything. Or he was like on his tippy toes, like reaching for something. He's like, he's using his tippy toes for the first time. And so like,
that's awesome. He's a proud big brother.
I'm going to have Jackson stand on one side of the room and have Oliver walk to him. And Jackson's going to go, please, awesome. I can't wait.
I need a video of that, please.
All right. You got it.
Hideout soup moment for me. Okay, first of all, I was a guest on a Patreon episode onto another podcast. Well, it was the one that I did before. It was the happiest podcast on earth. Yeah, it wasn't like some random or super exact.
You were but on I don't know. I don't know any other podcast.
I don't want to say it wasn't super exciting. It was definitely very exciting. I love them very much. But they had me on as my friend Hunter had me on as a Patreon guest, and we did an episode together. And he was like, okay, so I listened to that tracks and I love the Hi Dad Soup moment. So is it okay if I share a Hi Dad Soup moment with you?
Okay.
And so he shared a Hi Dad Soup moment and then I shared one back. And now I think it's like a movement.
Oh, we did it.
I told him, I was like, we should have like a society of like Hi Dad Soup. And it's like a collection of fathers, and we wear pins around the theme parks, and we like are support for one another.
Okay. You had me until you said pins. I wanted it to be a secret society. Maybe we'll get rings instead of pins.
Okay, that's fine. One ring that rules them all.
I want like a Super Bowl ring.
With like a soup noodle on it or something.
Yeah, it just says Hi Dad. Like,
no, I'm so serious about this. When we do release merch, we obviously need to... Well, we got to figure out how we do that. Is that trademarked by Disney? Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so we got to do Hi Dad Soup merchandise, obviously. And then I think that we're going to have to find a way to like make some sort of forum for dads. I feel like it would be cool. Just dads out there supporting each other.
Just dads.
Just dads doing
that. That's what it's called? That sounds bad, though.
No, it's going to be like the Hi Dad Soup Club.
Club. maybe don't say club. Maybe it's a
society. Hi Dad Soup
Society. Needs to be a secret society.
It's not a secret.
It's the HDS Society.
I feel like secret makes it counterproductive.
No, it's not. It's just secret in theory.
Okay.
Like, you know how, like, Stonecutters, Secret Society?
Okay. Hi Dad Soup Society. I'm down for it.
Okay.
Maybe one day we'll have like a Discord for Hi Dad Soup or something where dads can just like go on there and like talk about their dad moments.
Right. Yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah. Anyways, my Hi Dad Soup moment was I drove Luke to soccer practice the other day. And, you know, he was telling me about life and I really loved that. Like, he was telling me about just things going on with some of his friends. Like, he's having a hard time with one friend that's like choosing to not be the nicest to him, and he doesn't know how to handle it, and he doesn't know what to do about it. And I'm so proud of like how not just intelligent Luke is, but Luke is so emotionally intelligent as well, because Luke can see this friend and what this friend is dealing with in their personal life and then connect the dots and realize that that is maybe why that friend is having a hard time with their friendship as well. And I was just like, who are you?
Right? Like, how did you do this?
I do think that, like, first of all, Luke is very much like me. We are very similar in how we view people and how we approach people. So I know that he's like picking up some of those things for me, which is slightly terrifying, because I struggled a lot with people pleasing for many years and still struggle with it sometimes today. But I it's so cool and it's so encouraging to see like him develop into this like little human. It starts as early as when you see your kids start to walk. And then I just feel like as the years go by, you see more and more of like who they're going to be in life. And I'm really proud already of like who Luke is going to be. So
that's fantastic. Cool. Nice work. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thanks. See?
Flip the tables on you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. You did good. You've raised some good kids so far.
So far.
We'll hopefully see what happens.
Hopefully we keep it going. Yeah. But yeah, good times. So news. We talked a little bit about some of the news.
Right.
But the biggest thing that happened, and it was released today. First of all, I just want to, if anybody from Universal is listening to this, I want to say I am blown away by their marketing scheme. Is it scheme? Marketing tactics?
Ploy?
Marketing ploy?
Marketing
campaign?
Campaign. That's the word.
Their marketing campaign for Epic Universe has been fantastic. They have chosen content creators from around the theme park space and beyond, but a lot of theme park content creators. And weeks ago, when they first announced all of the lands for Epic Universe, they mailed them all. I'm going to butcher the name of it. What is it called? What is that?
Portal?
Like portals. I'm so
wasn't
yeah. Yeah, it is. I was thinking it was more fancy, but it's a portal.
A scale replica of the portal, right? This is the entrance portal?
Yeah, for each land.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Well, they mailed them, yes, they mailed them a basic portal.
Right.
But those portals exist at each land, and it will exist at each land for Epic Universe, and that's how you,
right.
Like, you'll walk through that to get to the new land. But there is, like, at the top of each of those portals, there's something that, like, marks that land. So like
medallion.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what it seems like they're going to do, because this is the first time that the first land that they've revealed all of the details about, they mailed a medallion to all of those content creators, and that medallion signified Isle of Berk, How to Train Your Dragons. And basically we're like, in a couple of days we will be releasing all the specific information about this land. Well, a couple of days happened. Today was that day. And this morning they pushed all the information out about Isle of Berk. And I am so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be great. There is a lot coming just
to
this one
like
land.
Such a big land.
Yeah, sorry. I just got distracted because I opened up Instagram to get the information. And somebody had posted a meet and greet with Toothless.
Yeah,
because that is happening.
Yeah, and I'm so excited about it.
There is so much. So there are I would call it three attractions at a playground, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then
yeah.
Food restaurants, one, two, three, four food locations. Three food locations and a meet and greet. Sorry. So we've got Hiccup's Wing Gliders, the family thrill coaster. Hiccup invites brave new Vikings to take a ride in his latest glider contraption, a winged flying machine that launches aspiring dragon riders into the sky for a dragon's eye view of Berk. Which I didn't make it all the way through the end of the third movie. Did they stay in Berk? I thought they were trying to find a new place to live.
I think they stayed in Berk.
Okay,
I need to
finish watching it.
Yeah.
Fire Drill. Mischievous Viking twins Roughnut and Toughnut invite teams of Vikings to compete to outscore and outsoak each other in this wet and wild boat battle. Go ahead.
No, say what you're going to say.
From the look of it, I think it's in the lagoon.
Yeah, like you get onto a boat and go into the middle of a lagoon and are like shooting water cannons at other people.
Yeah, so very similar to Battle or Bricksburg at Legoland in Lego Movie Land. So,
but also the way that my kids are going to lose their minds in this area, but also I will definitely need to be making sure that we're packing extra clothes because they're going to get soaked.
Yeah. But also, I know we just said, but also 16 times, but also in, there was like a video fly through of this. And one thing that stuck out to me was there was just like an animatronic dragon head sticking out of one of the buildings that was just like moving around.
It just looks like pure chaos in the best way possible.
Right? Dragon Racers Rally, Burke's new Viking racers can practice aerobatic maneuvers and high-speed barrel rolls on two Viking-made dragon riding trainers that each rides, that reach heights of up to 67 feet in the air.
Wild.
So this is, if you guys have seen, I don't know what the type of ride this is, but basically it's, you sit in a chair and you have two wings that stick out at your sides and you can control those wings as far as like the what do you call that? Like the turning of them?
Yeah.
Like flaps.
The flapping of them.
Yeah, but not like up and down, but like rotating.
Right.
And
the angles of them.
Yeah. And so, and then it picks you up and it spins you high and brings you down low and spins you high and brings you down low. And people have mastered these rides and you can get them going. So they just like start spinning like wild.
Yeah.
As you're going. So look out for instructional videos on how to do that, I guess, for Universal Epic Universe.
I feel like it's going to be a lot of fun though. And it sounds creative. What I appreciate about it is that it doesn't sound like anything that we already have.
Not here in Orlando.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, there are these rides around.
Right. Yeah.
Then the playground is Viking Training Camp. Junior Vikings will learn everything they need to know about dragons as they climb, slide, and explore their way through this sprawling interactive adventure play camp. I didn't take my breaths at the commas. I probably should have.
This feels like, this whole land feels like geared more towards like our kids' ages. Obviously, I know Oliver's still pretty young, but I feel like the boys, like they are going to, and Universal needed this. There's not really a land that is geared specifically for young kids like this, right? At Universal? I mean, I know
there was for Fievel's, but then they closed it off.
And we're going to get DreamWorks back again for sure. But even that feels smaller than what this is going to be.
And then Camp Jurassic.
Yeah. And Camp Jurassic's a lot of fun, but the attractions outside of Camp Jurassic are not geared towards children.
Right. So this family thrill coaster, I wish they told us what the...
requirements and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, but if it is a family thrill coaster, it implies that it will be for younger kids as well. Right. Or at least kids.
Meet Hiccup and Toothless. So you get to
meet
and greet.
Meeting Toothless? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Right? And I can't tell if it's going to be an animatronic or... I mean, obviously, Toothless is real.
Yeah.
You're really going to be meeting Toothless.
Yeah.
A Mead Hall, the beating heart of Burke, and the village's main gathering hall. Mead Hall is where guests can feast like a Viking. A lot of turkey legs being sold out there.
I'm here for it. I think that Universal does quick service food so well that this sounds fantastic to me.
This sounds like quick service in the way that Leaky Cauldron is quick service. Yeah.
Three Broomsticks, which those are two of my favorite quick service, quote unquote, quick service restaurants at any theme park. So,
Spitfire Grill, overlooking the action of the fire drill, which was the one, the soaking, the water battle thing. Spitfire Grill is a quick service dining location. That's all that they say. That's
okay.
Hamburgers and stuff, probably.
Yeah.
Hooligans, Grog, and Gruel. Guests can grab quick bites at this festive racing themed food stand located in the Viking camp. So that's just like a kiosk, food kiosk. But I wanted to find something else because there was something that was interesting to me. Oh, there is a How to Train Your Dragon stage show too, which they have in Beijing, and it looks wild because like there's a Toothless that like flies around over top of the audience.
This is going to be so cool. I can't wait to see the merchandise for this land. I'm going to go. I'm telling you right now, Isle of Burke is where I will be most of the time at Epic Universe. Just
saying. Right. So I need to find something. Talk amongst yourselves.
No, I particularly very excited to meet Toothless. When fun fact, when these movies first came out, I saw them in theaters, and when I left the theater, I felt like a kid again, and I wanted a Toothless for myself to be able to fly on. The relationship and the bond of like Toothless and, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the main character's name all of a
Hiccup.
sudden. Hiccup and Toothless, like their bond together. Oh yeah, duh, you can meet Hiccup as well. Their bond together is incredible. I love it.
So listen to this. Characters are around every corner in How to Train Your Dragon Isle of Bird. Guests will have the chance to encounter Hiccup and Toothless, Astrid and Stormfly, Roughnut and Toughnut, and the Nightlight's baby dragon as they explore. Plus, see Goober at his forge. At night, monstrous nightmare or Gronkle dragons can be spotted soaring in the sky. What?
Wow.
How?
What does that mean?
What's happening here? What's going on? I need to know kite more tails? Information about that.
Is this like a Kite Tails kind of thing? Like Big Puppets?
Maybe. That would be great.
I would be here for it. I miss Kite Tails.
Also, I wanted to give some information here. Hiccup's wing gliders, height restriction of 40 inches. Dragon Racer's Rally, 48 inches. And then Fire Drill has no height requirement. I'm sure you have to be able to stand on your own. That's like a thing with Universal.
Hiccup's wing gliders is the roller coaster, right? Yeah. And you said it was 40 inches?
Is that the roller coaster or is Dragon Racer's Rally the roller coaster?
No, a family thrill coaster is Hiccup's wing gliders. Oh, so
that's nice. 40 inches is really low.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's super tall. I feel like a lot of kids will be able to ride that. I'm trying to think. Isn't Slinky's 38 inches, I believe?
Yeah, Slinky was pretty low.
And Mine Train, I think, is 38 as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, I mean, 2 inches apart, that's pretty comparable for sure. I'm really looking forward to it. And just the way that they're doing this again, just kudos to the entire Universal team, because this just has me that much more excited for like every other land that they reveal information on. Like, I can't wait to hear about Super Nintendo World. I can't wait to hear about the Wizarding World. I know that you are so excited for Monsters After Dark. Is that what it's called?
Monsters After Dark. We're going back to Tower of Terror in DCA at this point. That's Universal Classic Monsters. Monsters After Dark is literally Monsters After Dark.
What is it called?
What are they calling Monsters?
No, but there's a name for the land.
Was it not called Universal Classic Monsters?
I don't know. I think there's a name for it.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm not. That one, you know, it feels like that's going to be Halloween Horror Nights every single day.
I don't know about that. It'll be fun. There'll be a lot of exciting things happening there. You are going to go into it.
Oh, okay. As long as I get to go, like, during the
daytime. During the day, yeah. This isn't even scary stuff. This is Frankenstein's monster.
It's the dark universe.
The dark universe. This is Mummy. This is Frankenstein's monster. This is Bride. This is Wolfman. Yeah. Stuff that you're used to.
I'll go, like, first thing in the morning there, and then just have to like unwind and go have a turkey leg in Isle of Berk.
Well, why I want to have the food in the classic monsters area.
It's gonna be creepy.
No, well, it'll be normal. It'll be like a hamburger. That's what.
No, it's not gonna be
the hamburger.
Do we know if we're getting Toadstool Cafe?
I'm sure we are. We don't know, but I'm sure we are.
The most impressed with Toadstool Cafe.
Oh no, we're getting the most expansive Super Nintendo World in the world.
Yeah, which is exciting. It's combining different elements of all of them. Now, Super Nintendo World was fantastic. I loved it in general, for sure. Power-up bands, we're going to have to do some challenges. Oh, man, we've got things to plan for in 2025.
I haven't been to Super Nintendo World, but that will probably be changing.
Are you going to try to go for when you're there for D23?
I'm not giving any of my plans away, but...
Maybe.
It could happen.
We're going to have to talk.
Also,
as a side note, and this was just a fun little detail that they released about Tiana's Bayou Adventure, we got some characters, 6 new characters that will be in the attraction. These are the characters, they're animals that are critters, I guess you could say, that play music.
Oh, okay.
there's all kinds of storylines behind the, not storylines, but they give a lot of details about these characters, which is fascinating because I'm like, how long are you going to be around these characters for?
Right?
You're
like, I know that one. He graduated from college with an MBA.
Yeah. You're like, see ya.
Yeah, it was a raccoon.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really know like why there's that much backstory
behind
them. Well,
let's just
give
him, their
but...
names rather than...
Okay. No, yeah, for sure. I don't want to go through each of their backstories, but we've got... and I'm going to butcher some of these names, so I apologize in advance, but Byhalia the Beaver, Gritty the Rabbit, Bo the Opossum, Apollo the Raccoon, Rufus the Turtle, and Timoleon the Otter. I'm probably butchering some of those names. Some of those have like... Yeah, some of it's like kind of French.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Cajun.
Yeah. So, what was that?
I wanted to see where that stuff was.
It says they'll share their musical talents with guests as they play a rendition of Gonna Take You There, a song from Princess and the Frog movie. Ooh. Yeah. So, and it tells you like what instruments they play. But what's exciting is that they have like cool little plush that they're going to be releasing of these characters. And I think the plush look really cute. So, it says in the bayou, Princess Tiana is getting ready to throw a big party, but there's been a bit of a mix up between Prince Naveen and Louis. I'm sorry. Uh-oh, the princess suddenly finds herself in need of a band. Oh, so this is the band.
Oh, okay.
Even, yeah. So, that's exciting.
Wait, listen, really quick.
Timolol.
Oh, never would have been able to do that.
Right? What was the first one?
It is...
Wait, I got the wrong thing. It changed on me. Timoleon. How do you spell it?
Timoleon.
Okay.
The otter.
Okay, yeah, then it's French. Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Did you catch that?
No, I got nothing.
Hold on.
Timoleon.
Timoleon.
I'm not good at enunciating French words.
What was the first one that you said?
Byhalia. Byhalia.
Byhalia.
I don't even know if that's French, though.
Oh, no, you got it right. Byhalia.
Yeah, sounds right.
Oh, there's a place in Mississippi.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
But that's exciting. So, cute little plush. It just is, we're ramping up. We're getting ready. I feel like they're testing that day in and day out, and people are riding it more and more. I mean, people being Imagineers are testing it, so.
I did want to share another moment that could be considered a High Dad Soup moment that has to do with Tiana.
Okay.
So... we did Midship Detective Agency on the cruise ship. Spoiler alert, Dr. Facilier was the one that stole the puppies.
Oh my gosh.
So, when I was... Jackson doesn't know who these people are, right? He doesn't know any villains.
Because he hasn't seen those movies yet.
He hasn't seen those movies yet.
Okay.
And so, he's like, who's this guy? And I was like, that's Dr. Facilier. He's like, what? And I was like, he turns people into frogs. And he's like, why does he do that? And I was like, he's not a good guy. He just doesn't. That's just what he does. He uses magic to turn people into frogs. He goes, he's not even a doctor. And I was like, amazing. And then he goes, and he's not silly either. Because
Silly.
Yeah, he's like, not silly either. And I was like, amazing.
I love that so much. I mean, it makes sense. Good job, Jackson. He's really, like, where does he get the doctor name from? A doctor of voodoo?
He's a doctor. I can be a doctor. If you're not using it for anything, you can call yourself whatever you want to.
I don't feel like
we don't ever see his driver's license.
Legally can't.
I mean, you can. I mean, it's not on your driver's license.
True.
I could be Tim Esquire.
Dr. Tim.
Dr. Tim Esquire. So, both a doctor and a lawyer.
When are you going to start showing Jackson, like, some of the Disney classics?
I don't know. Maybe
it's just because maybe he just hasn't been like interested. It wouldn't have like kept his attention.
Yeah. I mean, we weren't doing movies. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe this summer. Yeah. We have more time when he's not in school.
I mean, Princess and the Frog can be kind of intense. It gets pretty creepy.
Yeah. He's okay with creepy, sure, though, because he watches the Mickey shorts, like the new Mickey shorts. Yeah. And there's some pretty scary stuff in there.
Yeah. That makes sense. Well, that's awesome. You'll have to keep us in the loop on that. Let us know how it goes. This has been a fun episode. Well, I mean, like I said, we didn't have a lot of news to cover for sure, but I feel like we talked about a lot of things, and now I'm going to be spending the rest of my days counting down to August because I'm going to get to see Hannah Montana in concert. So.
Oh, yeah. Look at you.
Full transparency, as we've been recording, I text my sister and I said, in all caps, Miley Cyrus is performing at D23. And her response was, and I quote, she said, what? Hannah or Miley? Who will it be?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get the best of both worlds.
I hope so. So,
yeah.
Exciting stuff. But, anyways, this has been fun.
There you go. That was the entire episode. We did it. We kept it short this week. I like that because it'll make it easier for me to edit.
Yeah. We'll be back next week. Like I said, I'm going out of town this weekend, so not a whole lot of like theme park experiences on the horizon for me. But stay tuned because they're always, I mean, the theme park news is dropping left and right these days. So
it really is.
We'll have more to talk about. We were going to play a game today, but I don't feel like we have time for it. So we'll play a game. Maybe we'll play a game next week.
Ask me one question.
TBD. Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, it was like, it's like Disney trivia question or Disney parks trivia questions.
All right.
And some of these are so easy, you're going to know all of them.
Well, give me a hard one.
You'll know this. Which ride can you find at every Disney theme park around the world?
Which ride can you find at every Disney theme park around the world?
Every Disney park has this attraction.
What?
I shouldn't say every park. No, no, okay. Like probably every resort area has, or resort has this attraction.
Is it?
Maybe every castle park has this attraction.
Is it Small World?
No.
Is it Haunted Mansion?
No.
Okay.
It's Dumbo.
Dumbo. Okay.
Yeah. That's what the internet is telling me.
Okay. See, I got it wrong. Look at that.
Wow. We did it.
We did it. Wait, try it again. I'll cut that all out.
You have to leave that.
Darn it. The answer is Dumbo.
You want me to come up with another one?
Yeah.
What is the most popular food at the Disney parks?
Ooh, that seems like a trick question.
Yeah.
Because it could be any number of things.
This is just a website on the internet. So some of them could not be. No.
But that's a lie. Your website is incorrect.
It says the Mickey-shaped ice cream bar.
No, there's no way that they sell more ice cream than popcorn.
It says it's the number one food item sold across Disney locations worldwide. Guests devour 3 million of them annually at Walt Disney World alone.
I guess, okay. Here's my deal with that. So Japan's got all kinds of fun flavored popcorn. People buy those over there. Here in the States and overseas, we've got themed popcorn buckets. You have to buy popcorn with popcorn buckets. People are buying popcorn buckets left and right.
I feel like, though, people probably buy a lot of bars.
I'd be interested to count the number of popcorn stands versus the number of ice cream stands.
I feel like you would be surprised because I feel like the ice cream stands go unnoticed, whereas the popcorn stands draw more attention to them.
Yeah, but also popcorn sells in the winter.
So does ice cream. It's Florida.
I mean, yeah, but there are other parks. You know, like it snows in Japan, snows in France.
True. I don't know. That's just what this website's telling me. I'm not going to argue with the website.
I'm going to argue with it. Give me their email.
They're like, wait, who is this guy?
What's happening next week?
What are you talking about?
Next week. Is that when does 1900 open? April 10th?
The 10th, so not yet.
Is that next week? The week after?
I don't know. The week after.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. We've got a couple weeks. I have a lot of fun coming up in April, FYI. I have a hosted stay coming up at Legoland. Going to stay at the hotel for the first time ever. Very
excited. Legoland Hotel?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, and nice. Then I can't wait. And then we have the potential to go to Space 220. Apparently they have new items on the kids menu. So
I like how you put some pauses in there. You're like, the potential to go to Space 220?
No big deal, just going to space.
Yeah.
And then I have a run. I have a run Disney run this month in the month.
Oh. You better start running. I do have to go ahead. Oh, sorry, I'm interrupting.
No.
Say what you're saying. You say.
No, I interrupted.
Really say what you wanted to say because I'm bailing on what I wanted to say. I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay. I'm running in the springtime surprise weekend, which is the weekend of like the 19th and 20th of April. I'm running the 10 miler and it's Lion King themed, and I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. What do you think the surprise is?
The surprise was the themes.
Oh, okay. You already know the surprise.
Yeah, they don't tell you the themes until later. But also, my brain just went blank. This episode is dropping on a big day.
April Fool's Day?
Yeah, so you should tell me your best dad joke, and that's how we'll end the episode.
What?
Tell me a joke.
Why do you not see... I don't know it. I was going to say something about... Why does a seagull only fly over the ocean?
I just got lost in this joke from the beginning.
Because if it flew over the bay, then it would be a bagel.
Oh, my gosh.
Something like that.
You should have that. If only we had that sound. I don't know if it worked. I don't think so.
It did. It worked for me. It might not. You might not have heard it, but it worked. Trust me. It's there.
It's the Zoom thing. Anyways, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Happy April Fool's Day.
Yeah. What, are you not going to tell a dad joke?
No, I got nothing. If you're listening to this...
There's two sausages in a frying pan.
No.
One sausage says to the other, man, it's hot in here. And the other sausage turns and looks and said, oh my God, a talking sausage.
Oh dear. If you're listening to this at 7 a.m. on April Fool's Day, this is your warning. Be on guard.
Oh, so do you think that 7-Eleven is playing a joke with their release of hot dog flavored seltzer water?
I hope that's a joke. Our friend sent me that and told me that I need to convince you to try
it. You don't have to convince me. I'll go and try it.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Why not? You got to try
it. When is it supposed to release? It's okay. For those who don't know, 7-Eleven, I don't know if you're listening to this and you're like, what is 7-Eleven? It's not just a date, it's a gas station that we have here in Florida. I think it's probably in other locations as well.
There's in Japan and stuff too.
Okay. 7-Eleven, and they're known for their Slurpees, which is like how would you describe a Slurpee? Like
a slushy.
Yeah. That's a really easy way to describe it. Anyways, and they also come up with some very interesting things from time to time, but they have a sparkling water coming out that is hot dog flavored.
And they say it's good. They say it tastes good. Sick. So I'm going
to
try it.
There's no way that that's good. Who wants to drink a hot dog?
I mean, I kind of want to drink a hot dog. I have to admit, I have done this before. I have drank a hot dog.
Ew.
There is a YouTube video out on our channel where I went to Disney and I bought every iconic Disney snack.
Oh, you blended it.
I blended it all together.
Sick.
And Jen threw up.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah. I don't think that... Ooh, the hot dog blended sounds so disgusting.
Yeah.
Is this water coming out on April Fool's Day?
No, I don't know.
I don't know either.
They're like, what does the date have to do with anything? That's what they kept saying. Because they released the announcement like a few days ago.
Yeah. So. I don't know. That sounds awful. I was trying to end it on a high note with some fun dad jokes.
You got to tell a dad joke. I said the thing about the sausages and the bagel.
I don't know. I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Well, I was 6 afraid of 7.
Why?
Because 7, 8, 9.
Well,
you've never heard that?
Yes, I have. I was trying to play along.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I was like, that's so basic. There's no way you haven't heard that before.
Me?
All right, we're going to end it like this. It's April Fool's Day. Comment your favorite dad joke in the comment section on this on YouTube. If you're listening... not on YouTube, then send it in a DM to that_tracks_pod. So
on Instagram.
There it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
thank you all for tracking with us. Well, we appreciate you.
Yeah. See you guys later. Bye.